Dinner. Where good morning, this is Wātea News. Time is running out for those wanting complete treaty settlements before October's election. Treaty of Waitangi Negotiations Minister Andrew Little says between July 2022 and March of this year, the Crown ticked off significant milestones with 13 claimant groups. He says settlements move at a pace set by both Crown and claimants, and they can't be rushed to meet election deadlines.
The ones that I've been dealing with are the Whakatoreas and the, more recently the Te Kurawai Wainui Aruas and the Taranaki Maungas. I mean, those are making good progress. We will have more milestones achieved before the election, but on a lot of others we won't.
According to Tarawhiti's website, 11 settlements have passed into law since 2017, and a further 8 are at various milestone stages, including mandate recognition, terms of negotiations reached, agreements in principle signed, and deeds of settlement and passing of legislation. Te Tai Tokoro MP Calvin Davis says National's promise to build a four-lane highway from Whangarei to Tauranga is an unfunded wish list, while Labor has already allocated $44 million for roading in the north, with more to come. He says National's roading plan would require cuts to health, education and social services because they don't have the money.
Hey, it's politics, and it's always good to throw out these big dreams. Even, I mean, they did promise four-lane motorway from Auckland to Whangarei before while they were in government, but they never put any money towards that. So it's all just pie-in-the-sky wish lists, but people do sort of tend to buy those types of fantasies.
Kelvin Davis. He says Labor's $44 million will go towards the repair of roads from Dome Valley through to the Brindirwins and the alternative routes north, which were hit in the cyclones. And Māori Screen Guild Ngā'aho Whakaari is watching closely the writers and actors strike, which has shut down work on United States productions. Executive Director Lenita Ritinui says the issues at the heart of the strike over the financial implications of streaming and the increasing use of artificial intelligence have an effect on what's happening in Aotearoa. She says in some cases, to avoid paying royalties, studios are using AI to reversion screenwriters' work or use the likeness of actors.
Māori know this story very well, where our stories and our images have been taken and there's been gains by other people, not by us, and that's a fight that we're still doing today.
Lenita Ritinui says the threat of artificial intelligence is real, and Māori must move to protect all of our Indigenous intellectual property or watch it being hijacked for profit. And te hoama. That's Wātea News, which you will always find on wateanews.com.